भवन्ति तपसं श्रेष्ठो पवक्खस्यानतोष्णता So we have a set of verses, so we'll read this one. All the created energies which are inconceivable to a common man exist in the supreme absolute truth. These inconceivable energies act in the process of creation, maintenance, and annihilation. O chief of the ascetics, just as there are two energies possessed by fire, namely heat and light, these inconceivable created energies are the natural characteristics of the absolute truth. The quote from Vishnu Purana 114. Yaya ketvagya shakti sa Vishtita nipasarvada Samsara tapana kilam Avapnotyatrasantatam Okay, the Ketragya Shakti is the living entity. Although he has the facility to live in either material or spiritual world, he suffers the threefold miseries of material existence because he is influenced by the avidya, nescience, potency which covers his constitutional position. Purport. This and the following verse are quoted from Vishnu Purana 6, 7, 62, and 63. Previous verse was from Vishnu Purana 1. Okay. Taya tirohita prachcha Shakti ketragya sangita Sarvabhute Shudhupala
Sarvabhute Shudhupala
Taratamyena Vartate
Taratamyena Vartate
Okay. The living entity covered by the influence of nescience exists in different forms in the material conditional king. He is thus proportionately free from the influence of material energy to greater or lesser degrees. Okay, 116. Bhagavad Gita. Aparyamitastanyam Prakatingehimeparam Jivabhutam Mahabaho Yaye Gandhayate Jaga Aparyamitastanya Prakatim Vidhimeparam Jivabhutam Mahabaho Yaye Gandhayate Jaga Aparyamitastanya
Somebody else out there?
Apareyam.
Apareyam.
Or apa. Inferior energy. Iyam.
This material world.
Ita. Beyond this.
To.
But. Anyam. Another. Prakriti.
Energy.
Did he?
You must know.
May. Of me.
Param.
Which is superior energy. Param. Which is superior energy. Jiva Bhutan. They are the living entity. Mahabaho. Omayam. Yaya. By which. Idam. This material world. Dhyate. Is being conducted. Jagat. Cosmic manifestation. Translation. Besides this inferior nature, O mighty armed Arjuna, there is a superior energy of mind which consists of all living entities who are struggling with material nature and are sustaining the universe. This is a verse from Bhagavad Gita 7.5. It is also quoted in the Adiyuga chapter 7, verse 118. What's that?
I guess that was a translated version of something. This is a different translation up here.
Oh. I could go to the Gita and see what that says.
I think it says something like,
things have been, let's see, 7.5. Besides these almighty and Arjuna, there is another superior energy of mind which comprises the living entities, that would be who are exploiting the resources of material inferior nature. And here the word dhyate means is utilized or exploited. And then you have this big purport, let's see what it says. Here it is clearly mentioned, I was supposed to go up to 16, right?
Yes, sir.
There's no purpose to any of those, so I'll just read this. It is clearly mentioned that living entities belong to the superior nature of the Supreme Lord. The inferior energy is matter manifest in different elements, earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, and false ego. Both forms of material nature, namely gross, earth, etc., and subtle, mind, etc., are products of the inferior energy. Products of the inferior energy. Living entities who are exploiting these inferior energies are different. For different purposes are the superior energy of the Supreme Lord, and it is due to this energy the entire material world functions. The cosmic manifestation has no power to act unless it is moved by the superior energy, the living entity. Energies are always controlled by the energetic, therefore the living entities are always controlled by the Lord. They have no independent existence. They are never equally powerful or as unintelligent men think. The distinction between the living entity and the Lord is described in the Bhagavatam 87.30 as follows. Aparimita bhivastana bhakta yari sarvagatas vahina shashyate iti niyamo bhuvane prata ajani yam chayam mayam tarab avamucha niyantribhava samam anujanatam yad amatam makadushtata. This is one of the prayers from the personified deities. One of the easier prayers. O Supreme Eternal, if the embodied living entities were eternal and all-pervading like you, then they would not be under your control. But if the living entities are accepted as minute energies of your lordship, then they are at once subject to your supreme control. Therefore, real liberation entails surrender by the living entities to your control, and that surrender will make them happy. In their constitutional position only can they be controllers. Therefore, men with limited knowledge who advocate the monistic theory that God and the living entities are equal in all respects are actually guided by a faulty, polluted opinion. Saman anujanatam yaramatam matadushtataya. That last line that there. You could see that word, dushtataya, at that implication. Anujanatam infers some kind of ignorance. The Supreme Lord Krishna is the only controller, and all living entities are controlled by him. These living entities are his superior energy because the quality of their existence is one and the same with the Supreme, but they are never equal to the Lord in quantity of power. While exploiting the gross and subtle inferior energy, matter, the superior energy, living entity, forgets his real spiritual mind and intelligence. This forgetfulness is due to the influence of matter on the living entity. But when the living entity becomes free from the influence of the illusory material energy, he attains the stage called mukti or liberation. The false ego, under the influence of material illusion, thinks I am matter and material acquisitions are mine. His actual position is realized when he is liberated from all material ideas, including the conception of his becoming one in all respects with God. Therefore, one may conclude that the Gita confirms the living entity to be only one of the multi-energies of Krishna, and when this energy is free from material contamination, he becomes fully Krishna conscious or liberated.
This is a changed book.
Even the changed book, and then what we read up there was the unchanged version. Huh? Yeah? Might sound well, the change, you guys are getting contaminated by the changed version, okay? Or contaminated by the old version. Mm-hmm. Take the turn. But I don't feel that contaminated because it's most of the same. So Prabhupada's citing here, here Mahaprabhu is speaking to Sanatana Goswami, in case anyone lost the thread of what's going on. And once we get into the Vishnu Purana verses, it becomes very tattva, very much tattvaized. We can see also the relationship between Vishnu Purana and Gita and Bhagavatam. Just after this verse in the CC, there's some very well-known verses that we're coming to. I feel I had some reason I was I had a purport, but I didn't have any purport. Well, the purport is out of the chapter 18. In that chapter, or Adiwita chapter 7, 118, throughout that chapter, which is a very important chapter, those of us who are working in the day of 1973, when this book came out, the Adiwita chapter 7, a bunch of tattva, I don't know if it was there, somebody with me. Did you work at the press day?
Yeah.
And it was kind of really nice that Prabhupada decided to put this book out because it's got a lot of information, right? Here we have Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he's having this, mostly he's having a big, first it glorifies the Panchatattva, Ekabhasti Nahi Kichu Bhe,
the Panchatattva is one tattva. But it's five. Achincha Ved. I think this word is used here somewhere. Achincha. Inconceivable. So, Achincha Shakti. That is Shakti as a Rupam. Achincha Jana Gochara. The creative energies are inconceivable to a common man. Well, common man and anyone else, too. Achincha Kala Yudhara Natam Shakti Na Yojaya. Many things are cited in that chapter 7. So some of the things like that. That one, Jiva Goswami says, one must accept the Achincha Shakti. So without that, cannot accept. What can you accept? It's a chintz. It's a beyond. Vandamana sagocha. Yuto vachi navantante manasa. Beyond the mind. Cannot be checked by the mind. Cannot be understood beyond the mind. Beyond words. Vacha. You can go on describing even this energy described in the fifth canto by in the prayers of the residents of Janki, where they say Vedanti Vishvam Kalayasmana Svaram, that even the greatest kavis, they describe this inconceivable potency that they say Vedanti Vishvam, this whole universe, Vedanti Vishvam Kalayasmana Svaram, it is Nashvaram, will be finished. And even though they realize it, even though they realize it, they speak this realized truth, still they are bewildered. Suvishmitam krityam, ajanam natosmitam. So finally the prayer says, these persons who are the greatest, most learned, karyoki, greatest kavis, like Lord Brahma, shows example that he gets bewildered, he's totally bewildered. Something like Lord Brahma, when you read in chapter 14, 10th canon, how many amazing prayers that he offered. And Krishna was just sitting like ignoring him. You read those prayers for lifetime after lifetime, Lord Brahma's prayers. He's saying that Jananta is a Jananta Kim Bahucha Nanay Prabhu. Those who say they know Krishna, that they know God, you don't have to say Krishna. They sometimes they say they know God, they don't know God, they say they know something. That's okay, Lord Brahma says, but because he has something to do with creating the whole universe, he should know something. Triyam Diksha, we just read this yesterday. Triyam Diksha. He studied the Vedas three times. The question was asked, what was the Vedas? Was it just a nutshell shloka? Well, a nutshell shloka is maybe with Bhagavatam, but the Vedas also. Veda Panito Brahma. The Brahma says, Vedeshu Dhulavam Adhulavam Atma Bhakta. You cannot be understood by Veda anyway. So even if you know so many Vedas, you can know some of the things. But Lord Brahma, he said, you can say that, but I don't know. By my body, mind, and words, I will not know. And in many of his prayers, there's something like 40 or more prayers that he has there in 10:14. He's expressing this idea. Atapi te deva padambhuta dvaya prasadala janati deva. Chanati tattvam bhagavan hima machani kaopi charangi chinva. We speculate, he said, for thousands in pantastu kaopi shabhinava in the Brahma Samhita, he also pantastu kaopi shabhattva, billions and billions of years pantastu kaopi shabhattva. Vaya tapi manaso, you can be many pungava, the greatest meaning. Still, they cannot come to the conclusion. Bhishma Dev, when he's lying on the bed of arrows, he has a verse like that. What's his caveat? They've been going and inquiring exhaustively, the greatest philosophers, still they have not come to By speculating, you cannot come. But Brahma says, prasada lesa. If you can get there, prasada. That we're getting here in this Chaitanya Charitamrita, we're getting the nectar, the actual prasada, not by your own devices. So in the, back to the seventh, that Prabhupada put out, in five features. The five features, one, ekavastu mihichuvi. But just to enjoy vidadabhi day, he expands into five. Pancha tattu vidadabhi day, expands in five features. Then one is the shakti. What is that shakti? But Krishna shakti, that Radha Prana shakti, Krishna shakti maha. So, Prasya shakti or another Vishnu Puran verse. That there's so many varied shaktis. And people argue in another verse in the Hamsa Guru prayers described, Vivada Sambhava. They agree, sometimes they don't agree. Okay, we'll agree on this. We won't have a nuclear war, we'll agree on something. The time of day. No, it's not that time. But there's arguing going on in the material world about everything. But even the greatest philosophers, they argue. Vivada Sambhava. The world was empty. Still, they believe it. Vivada. Yadvaritam, yadvaritam, shakura varitam, varimam vai. There's always some argument. Argument has to be there. And the Prabhupada's godbrother, she was saying that he came to the West actually in 1976, and he was saying that in a public forum there were some ISKCON devotees, and the Prabhupada's godbrother was there. So one of the ISKCON disciple from Chicago, quite a bold fellow, he was arguing or presenting the philosophy that Mahaprabhu presented all these arguments, and he was citing this book, quite impressive because he could cite, but Prabhupada's godbrother disagreed. He said, no, Mahaprabhu simply converted them by his effulgence, but the effulgence is there, Mahatejo Prakash, that's true. When Mahaprabhu came to the assembly of Prakashanandas and his followers, he sat where they washed their feet, which is already, like, to them, they were like, wow, you know, they didn't know really too much about humility. They get puffed up. The impersonalists, they consider themselves, the sannyasi impersonalists generally have become quite puffed up. Grahina matrena, namo narayana bhavet. Danda Grahana. As soon as they take a danda, they think they become like Narayana. So we kind of, Vaishnavas laugh at that. We think, but they actually think that. They merge you with Narayana, and somehow they have this idea. So Mahaprabhu, he was sitting there. But when he came and he saw him, wait a minute, wow, Mahaprabhu, he was exhibiting an effulgence like 10 million suns. So that, don't try that at home. So, because they worship, he knew what they'd like to see. So, to satisfy them, he exhibited this Maha Tejo Prakash. And they became very humble, real fast, when they saw that. So, Prabhupada's godbrother was saying that that's all he had to do. Yeah, from the external point of view. But Prabhupada didn't like that. He contradicted his disciple, who was presenting all the logical arguments are there by Mahaprabhu in this chapter 7 that's being cited. How do you think? He said, Prabhupada said very heavily, he said, argument was there, rascal. I wonder who he referred to as rascal. But he said that argument was there, so argument should be there. I mean, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could exhibit this effulgence, Brahma-hu-patishtaha-namukta-stabha-yashtra-cha, that everything is situated on that Brahma effulgence. Yasya prabhava bhagato jagadindago, like that. One of his shaktis. But that's not our only hope to the preachers to take these words. We cannot exhibit. Was Prabhupada could exhibit some shakti. Still, he didn't just come and sit. Some fools think they can sit like this and imitate Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu Vai Purusha Satya Saisa Paratika. He's the Mahaprabhu, he's the Lord of everything, is described here. Just like when that Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he tried to instruct Mahaprabhu for 7 days. He instructed him, he did it. Chaitanya sat there and didn't say much. But then he got this eyeful at the end, you know. he saw Mahaprabhu appear, like, actually. But meanwhile, that Gopinath Acharya, he was the brother-in-law of Sarvabhauma, he said, why you don't accept? So Sarvabhauma was quite a great, and he's Brihaspati, isn't it? So he could quote so many things. He was even quoting Shastras that in the age of Kali, then Krishna doesn't appear. He's not even really a Vaishnava at that point. He's intelligent enough to accept so many things. So Gopinath Acharya was quoting so many things. Sometimes he was yelling at him because he's his brother-in-law. Sometimes he was joking. Sometimes trying to influence him nicely. Other times he wanted to punch him. But so during the conversation, he was quoting so many several verses there. And there also, in the Madhulila. In other words, you're thinking you can understand God. So one of those verses, another Brahma's prayers, describing the inconceivable potency of the Lord. Even the most learned scientists, Sukalpa, they cannot describe in any way Brahma's, because this Guna's qualities are unlimited. Brahma's taking on with Mahaprabhu. Dubasha, he says. Even if someone could count, Mihita Dubasha, could count the stars in the sky, or planets, and all the atomic, Upamshiva, here we're talking about this verse, Apollon comes after Bhumi or Apollon or by the earth. If you can count all the atomic particles, or some people think they can do like the scientists, they want to get it within the grasp of their hand. So there Brahmaji says, Upamsiva Mihika Jubasa. Jubasa means the stars in the sky. Mihika means the snowflakes. You know, there might be more atoms than snowflakes, but still who could count? But our acharyas, they say that Sankarshan has counted those atomic particles. they can be counted, but Shesha, he's also glorifying. Shesha Gunapi Samabhashati Nasha. He cannot come to the limit of describing these glories. But it's given there that. So in this way, Gopinath Acharya was trying to induce Sarvabhauma that you cannot. He said, and Sarvabhauma was even quoting some Mahabharata verses, some Bhagavatam verses. And so Gopinath Acharya said, how come you don't know this verse and this verse? So although Sarvabhauma was so learned, but Gopinath Acharya, he was quoting, Chana Kala Yadavashti Jumudam. You think that you cannot, but you have not read Itam Nityo Vishidevi Shavatara. Prahlad Maharaj's prayer in 7:9, where he says, how Dhamma Mahapurusha Prasi Jigana Vittam, that Krishna appears as a fish incarnation, or in a human, or a demigod. And finally he says, Chana! Prahlad Maharaj is so intelligent. He knows, imagine a little boy 5 years old, millions of years ago, Chana! He's in the hidden incarnation in Kali Yuga. So this verse was invoked by Gopinath Acharya. Another pramana, very important pramana. That's why it's important to know this seventh chapter, probably put it out like that. Parinam Ba, that Prakashananda was arguing that, how is it that we heard that you're a very learned scholar and a sannyasi? But he said, no, I'm Hina sannyasi, don't bother with me. I'm a lowly sannyasi from a lesser Brahminical group. In fact, Chaitanya kept his brahmacharya name. He was always showing this example of humility. Sometimes he would exhibit, of course, the Maha Teja Prakash. When needed. But we cannot do it. We have to depend on our what little devotion we have, what argument. So we take full shelter of Mahaprabhu and his mercy and his acharyas. So here it says also this verse, inconceivable to the common man. Inconceivable is expressed in many sutras, many prayers in Bhagavatam, just like in Gajendra's prayers. Namo namaste kya karana, nishkarana yadika karana, savadamam nana mahanava, namo alpavaga parana. There he says that you are namo namaste kya karana, nishkarana yadika abhuta. Inconceivable, another way, amazing. So that you have no cause. You cause everything. This being said in another way here. Nishkarana adhuta karana, savagamamana. The ocean of knowledge and the whole disciplic succession, they flow from you. Nishkarana adhuta savagamamana, nimo pavaga apavaga. The source of liberation, apavaga. But when we read Rupa Goswami and Jiva Goswami, we understand that there's nothing really, not much for the Vaishnavas. They're not interested in this impersonal, but to explain it to us, some of the verses are given. In the beginning especially, I was just seeing that Bhakti Vaishnamita Sindhu, many of those verses are there. Goshta Dayanti, that for the Vaishnava, he doesn't consider liberation even something in the footprint of a cat. Sukhani Goshtadayam. So all our whole Bhagavatam is striving for this full realization, and we're getting it from those who are fully realized. Parinishthitopi Naraguna. Even Sukadeva Goswami says, I was fully situated, beyond the nose of nature himself. Still, I was attracted by the hearing this Lilita Prabhu. So, Kreshojika Paraste Shama, another place in the Gita, Krishna described. Arjuna again and again asked questions. He says, so just one more time in the 12th chapter, he says, tell me which is better. Yeah, so Krishna immediately says, Kreshojika Paraste Shama, Avyakta. This Avyakta attachment to Avyakta, close the door. This Avyakta Sakta Chaitasam is a very difficult. Because things are already difficult in this material world. You get this word here. Tapatam. This particular verse says, Mavanti Tapatam Trishta. The ascetics. So, the Vaishnava ascetics, as exemplified by Lord Shiva, Tapyanti Lokapapena. They are full of compassion. Tapyanti Lokapapena. Tapyanti Lokapapena. Sarvo Praso Jana. Sarvo Praso Jana. Can you close that door? They accept tapasya, but only out of full compassion for those in this material world. Paramahar says the similar thing. The Prayana Devi Minyasa Vimuktikahama Bhajanti. He, generally, the ascetics, start here, Tapatam, ascetic. Impersonalist ascetics that Prahlad is also describing. They go off to some distant place, off to the Himalayas, to some forest place, and they don't care for us. Swabhimuktikana means, kana means their only desire is for their own liberation. And they may get that liberation. In Kali Yuga is very difficult, but in previous ages it might have been possible. Swabhimuktikana. Bhajan, what is the next one? Munyahosamuktikana. But so chaita told me mukachaitasa. So I'm satisfied also, he says. But so chaita, I am lamenting for one thing, mukachaitasa, because they've turned their face away from Krishna. They don't care for others. They're simply going off. So some personality is meditating after a long time and then he goes off. This is Jiva Nishtalagi Sutra Kola Vyas. Sutra Kola Vyas. Our Vyas has compiled the Vedanta Sutra simply for the purpose of delivering the Vaishnavas. Adhune Mahabharata. They're Mahabharata, greatly fortunate. They want to share their fortune with others. They're fully compassionate, like Prabhupada Maharaj, like Prabhupada Narayana. They go here and there. Adama Shilasya, those who turn their face and suffering into the... So it's very difficult to get out of all this dharma, karma, samatha. So they're only after their own liberation, and so we have our Chaitanya Charita to explain to us. So here we have the avidya kama sanjanya tritiya shakti rishite in 112. Krishna's energy is spiritual, and the energy known as the living energy is also spiritual. Nami vanchu jiva loki jiva bhuta sanata manasastanam jnana tapati stani karshati. Krishna says in Gita, Nami vanchu jiva loki jiva bhuta. The living energy is my eternal part and parcel. But he's struggling in this material world. Not that he becomes at any time Brahmaiva, becomes one Brahmaitam with Krishna. Now, of course, practically that whole seventh chapter that's cited here, Adi Lila, is smashing down on Shankaracharya's version of the Vedanta Sutra. And so Prabhupada put that out there, that Shankaracharya was finding fault with Vyasadeva. He thought that he could write his commentary. Therefore the Vaishnavas, they considered very important to have a commentary. The Ramanuja Sampradaya, they have their commentary. The Shishtadvaita. And similarly, all the Vaishnavas have the Madhvacharya is written. So we heard the other day about Baladeva Vidyabhushan. He gave us Govinda Bhasha commentary. But of course, Mahaprabhu accepted that Srimad Bhagavatam is a commentary. Janma Vyasya To Ambara Itritas Charpi Fati Gaswara. And for us, that's nice. But sometimes we after all, Prabhupada did say, he even says it, I just read a purport again, where he said, I will not describe so much because Prabhupada wanted to finish Bhagavatam, then do the commentary of Vedanta Sutra. Of course, based on Baladeva Vidyabhushan and other charities. Even he cites that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati's commentary is given in Adi 7. His commentary, of course, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati was very powerful, but also very humble. He didn't consider that he had to do a new commentary, where we have Baladeva Vidyabhushan, we have Srimad Bhagavatam and Baladeva Vidyabhushan. He even made a statement that I don't really write books. He wrote commentaries, and he wrote a few poems and essays, he wrote articles, but not actual book, because he said, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has given everything. The Prabhupada also said he has left something for us to do. He could have finished everything. Prabhupada said that in that one video tape. Krishna John was asking that Bhaktivinoda Thakur said his work was unfinished. So Krishna John was asking him, he said, how is it his work is unfinished? He said, no, he's Vaishnava, so powerful, but he could have finished, but he, for our benefit, he left us something. There's always some more to do, something, for the devotees to do. But although the commentary is there, Srimad Bhagavatam still, we have Baladev, so brilliant, genius, Baladev, that we offer his great respects to Jiva Goswami, but we, when we read that, we think, this is so great. I mean, and Jiva Goswami wrote his Sandarbhas, of course, after, before that, but still, Baladev wrote his commentaries, and he's such a super genius that we can't imagine how he knew to quote from the thing. Of course, he took help from Sandarbhas, I'm sure. And we also have to take the stick of mercy. Kaviraj Goswami says that he takes himself very humble, very insignificant. That we're slipping again and again. Durgama, my path is very difficult. Imagine he wrote this Chaitanya Charitamrita, he was already past 90, we think, very old. We see people, devote anyone past 90, and things diminish, thinking, still, it's such an amazing thing. He was lamenting many times that I could have written more, but I didn't want to extend the book. He tried to cram it in a summary in like Madhya 1 and 2, and he could, gave all the ecstatic manifestations of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and many things. He crammed it in. Even probably crammed in first canto, and then expanded more and more. So it's ever expanding. Ananda Mudivagam Patipadam. Shayakayava. There, in these verses we have today, there is no particular purport, so we, are there any questions, comments?
In the purport, it said that, that Krishna is fully in control of everything, that living entity has no independence. So, when we act in inauspicious ways or this or that, that Krishna's doing that, or that is the reflection of our desire? We have no independence, but I don't have the exact quote, but it says that Krishna is the...
It says, the cosmic manipulation is no part of acting as moved by a superior energy of living entity.
Yeah,
so living entity is moving. He's under the jurisdiction of the ultimate Krishna, the supreme controller, Ishvara Parama Krishna. But still, the divinity has a tiny. When we say he has none, it doesn't mean he has none, totally none. He has insignificant amount. He does. You can surrender.
Krishna's.
Because otherwise, there would be, just if in my body, say, that. This Vivartavad, then it's all only you are also Krishna, that means you are God. So this Vivartavad, the big thing Vivartavad means that the illusion is that you think you're not God, but you are God. So it might be hundreds of years ago that people weren't totally in the King Prabhupada described it, that as Kali Yuga wears on, it becomes more. People think they're God. In those days, they might have just meditated and thought, yes, I am one with God or something. They had some separate mode, but because the modes are Ragini Sangini, Tvarika Asala Sankhi, Lada Tapa Kalini Shra, that's another Vishnu Purana verse, I think. Lada Tapa Kalini, this original pleasure potency, Ladini Shakti, which is naturally, Hridi Sadhyata, in the heart of the living entity, becomes contaminated by the modes of nature. Therefore, he suffers more and more. Hrata Papa becomes painful. The more he tries to enjoy, the Prabhupada say, becomes baffled. The more you try to enjoy, this material energy is burning. Vishaya, Vishanale, Vibhanishi, day by day, day and night, burning. 이방 디벨로기 우선하고 만화사스탄 인디안 이슈적 만화사스탄 but still is independent. 토이바함자아트 마하섬 never was there a time you did not exist. So these kings, they're all individual. What Krishna's telling Arjuna.
Krishna's fulfilling a desire.
Yeah, he's fulfilling.
It is a very
the power that you from a client of an emotional.
He's
Right, but what's that Isha Pamashana verse? From time and more, he's fulfilling all his desire.
And he is the doer. Krishna is the doer. This is
Isha Pamashana.
In the one,
that's good, but that's in the Krishna's time. He's fulfilling all his desire. The self-sufficient Kavini, philosopher. Kavini is the Kavini Swayamvara, the path of the third time. Yet attached, so that's what he be samabhya. So he's telling you more, he's fulfilling everyone's desire.
But Chaitanya Bhagavat says very specific.
Yeah.
He says that.
Give him the mic.
Atma Icha Ki Koti Vancha Kare.
Hey, wake up. Give him the mic.
Atma Icha Ji Koti Vancha Kare. Jai Krishna Icha Kare Sei Phal Dhare. Means the soul can desire many things. But only when super soul sees, because he's overseer, he's a permitter, he has a full record whether he deserves or not, he or she, then he sanctions it, and the result will be there.
Chaitanya Baba, which
Chaitanya Baba,
where is it?
I don't remember the number.
I need one word. Give us a word again.
Atma Ichai Jeev Koti Bancha Kare.
Atma Ichai Jeev Koti
Bancha Kare.
Bancha Kare has Koti means a desire.
Yeah, unlimited you can say. Jai Krishna Ichai Kare Sei Phal Dhare.
Krishna Ichai Kare Sei Phal Dhare.
Dhare.
He supplies it.
Dhare. Yeah, he sanctioned.
Yeah, sanctioned.
Upadrashta Anamantra Chana.
Upadrashta Anamantra Chana. Bhakta Bhakta Maheshwara. I was seeing that Bhagavad Gita Bhishan was giving an argument that if you, you know, argument has always been presenting the Purva Paksha and Samsara like that. That if you say material energy is everything, then, or that everything is only Krishna, and the material energy and everything is all one, then that means the material energy is enjoying the, just the earth and no. There's definitely eliminated the living energy, there's no enjoyment then. There's all these logical arguments, amazing.
I have a question. You quoted a few verses how the mentality of a great devotee like Prahlad Maharaj, you quoted the verses Prayano, and then you're talking about Narad Muni, Prabhupada. So if somebody put a logic, that Prahlad Maharaj, Narad Muni and Prabhupada, they all had an inner connection where they are very satisfied with that connection. So they are always constantly thinking of others' benefit. But if somebody don't have any connection and he or she is busy on the sadhana, why you are saying it is not right?
What? What's the last part?
If someone, he or she, absorb only purification only, why you are saying it's not correct?
It's not correct?
You said it.
No, well, Sanatana Goswami says that's not correct, but it doesn't benefit. Doesn't benefit.
But benefiting the practitioner,
the
Mahaprabhu
also
says
that. So we have to come only after the benefit there. Everything is good, shanti, shanti.
But it seems like they are like kind of...
But they are shanti, they cannot not go past shanti or ras. They have no taste for higher. They won't even get to das or ras.
Even Mahaprabhu say, janma sartha kari, kara kara upaka.
Yeah.
You help other, first you have to help yourself. Even Prabhupada said in Jarabharat case, that all the Ishkan teacher must remember, that Jaravarat was had a compassion for the deers, but he forgot his own compassion for himself. So every preacher must remember to be compassionate, means we have to do our sadhana
then help others.
First, yeah.
Yeah.
First make yourself perfect and then help, what is it? Jivan Sakhaimo? Jivan Sakhaimo? Jivan? First become.
Apni Achari Dharma.
Apni Achari Jivan Sakhaimo. First, you then teach others. But first, we probably encourage even the brand new person off the street go out. And you always hear about these devotees, they get a book on the first day they're going on book distribution.
He Prabhupada say why? I was curious.
Well, he said why? Well, because they are at a certain level. Some people still don't want to go book distribution, but they're still chanting after 40, 50 years. They don't like to preach. But still they're chanting. Huh?
The process is the goal.
The process is the goal. Chanting is the chanting. Bhakti Sanjata Bhakti.
But then also
Bhakti is producing more bhakti, that's all.
Haridas Thakur was glorified because he is doing both. Achar karen keho na kare, prachar prachar karen keho na kare achar. Achar prachar karaha dui
kare. You mean Jagatira Arya, you are the greatest devotee in the world. Haridas Thakur. But still it's called superficial. There's one verse quoted there, right? It says, if you don't show compassion for others, then your realization is superficial. I forgot the Sanskrit word used.
Really?
Yeah.
So I'm trying to purify myself before I purify others. I'm just putting a logic. I'm not saying this is what I believe.
Yeah, but you cannot, according to Prabhupada also, you will not purify others until you accept the Guru. Bhakti Kari Shan Guru Devatma. You have to accept the Guru. What does the Guru say? What does Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tell that Kurma Brahma, right? You go back and preach, and you will meet with me, Pabo. Pabe no Sangha. You don't have to come with me, you just go and Jai Jagat Kaitaha Krishna today. So then the realization also comes.
Just comment. Sankirtan Yoga is the yoga of the age, and anyone can do that. Even a child, even
old.
Everyone can do that. On day one. And just, yeah, Saraswati. And going out.
Saraswati. She said, Prabhupada said,
oh, Saraswati, wow.
Yeah, and they called that preaching. Anyway, but how do you determine, I'm not purified enough yet, I will not go out?
Yeah, devotees, they don't think they have one drop. Mahaprabhu says, in the prema gun goes to the rapi me hero. Prakashitam. I'm simply exhibiting something, but.
It's a very good question, so you have to answer.
No, she didn't ask a question, she made a statement.
How do we determine when we're qualified if we can't go out before we're
qualified? That reminds me of something. I went to Italy in 1982, and anyone knows in Firenze they had this Duomo, big, beautiful church. At one time it was the biggest church before they built the St. Peter. Whatever. So if you go there and do Harinam, nice Harinam, you'll get immediately 300 people. So there was a big crowd. I just got to Italy and there's a big crowd. And so I said, you have to give out some leaflets, some flyers, something. They said, no, we don't have. They had no book, no card, no, nothing. So I said, I knew he was the older devotees too. I said, if you can speak something, a big crowd, invite them. But no, the leader said, we're not qualified to speak. I don't want to say who the leader was, but
that's not.
No. So I was like shocked, because I said, wow, this is really, something weird, like you convince them they weren't, and I'm sure they did books, but they just didn't have anything, just, it's the Italian natural, I don't want to say anything, but.
That's a good point.
So, yeah, anyway. On the opposite spectrum, I went from it, like, I saw we were lining up for the New York Rock Opera some years ago.
Today is the New York Rock.
Yeah, this was like 2019, I think, and Levine and Nuada was there. And he's so expert that, because he knows it like five languages totally fluently, right? He could stop a group of tourists and speak with them in German, and then while he's speaking with them, they're looking at the book, he could speak English to another group, or, you know, French, German, or Italian. He's super expert. You're carrying it, two groups and speaking different languages, I mean, this is like really expert. You're reading it out of. You don't know who it is, right? Put your head against the wall and see if something happens. If you can move. Okay, anything else? John, how do you go?
I joined on the 4th of July. The next day, I was out. I'm sorry, Mr.